This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, July 1st. Never give up. Dear friends, in the darkest days of World War II, in one of the shortest and most powerful addresses ever delivered, Winston Churchill famously admonished the boys of Harrow School to never, ever, 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 ever give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Not surprisingly, in this week's gospel, Jesus easily tops Churchill in both brevity and content when he says, "Don't be afraid, just have faith." The cynic in us says advice is cheap, but Jesus is the font of grace, not of platitudes. And for our salvation, he walked the walk all the way to Calvary and beyond. To fully appreciate the message of these miracles, we must dig a little deeper into the culture of the times. The hemorrhaging woman was judged by Mosaic law to be unclean. She was untouchable. She had suffered through 12 years of isolation and anemia, rejection and decline. All her money had been squandered on useless nostrums and cures, but she never gave up. When she heard about Jesus, hope stirred within her. She was not permitted by law to speak to him. He was not permitted by law to lay hands on her. But her faith and her hope was such that she felt, if I can but touch his clothes, I will be healed. And she was. With perfect humility and perfect clarity, Jesus explains to her and to us, "You are made well because you have believed." Pity poor Jairus at the feet of Jesus. He's a leader of the synagogue. His colleagues consider Jesus a blaspheming fraud. Seeking Christ's help will make Jairus a laughingstock and an outcast. But his daughter is dying, and he's desperate. Prostrate in the dust, he begs Jesus over and over to save his daughter. And then the worst news a parent can hear. It's all too late. His daughter is dead. Amid the wailing, Jesus lovingly went to the child's side, whispered to her, and gently raised her by the hand. And as if waking from a nap, she came back to life. How many times have we given things up for dead? Good intentions, relationships, chances to forgive, chances to seek forgiveness, opportunities to help, opportunities to witness Christ's love. Sometimes we act in pride, sometimes in anger, perhaps most often in indifference. Potentially, it can all lead to despair, but not if we act with the hope of Jairus, the faith of the suffering woman, and the resolve of a Churchill. Never give up, especially on Jesus. Never, ever, ever, ever give up on Jesus, because he never, ever, ever, ever gives up on us. This has been Father Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.